Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at Origins Lending Tech Live, brought to you by Origins, Savvy Money, and Despite Impossible.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Origins' Lending Tech Live here in beautiful San Diego, California. And in the Studio Lounge, we have a couple of winners. We got some winners amongst us, don't we, Britt?
Right here, too.
We got Britt Barker way over there with Origins. Britt, how are you again?
Tremendous. Britt. Excited to be back. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're kind of my unofficial co-host for
this
conference.
Love
so
this.
It's all good. All good. All right. Speaking of the winners here, we have Diana Cervantes from Rise Credit Union. Congrats. Well, and welcome. And then we'll talk about the award here in a second. So, yeah. And then we have Mario Vega from Guadalupe Credit Union. How are you, Mario?
Doing well.
Good. Phenomenal. You should be. You guys are winners. You're on top of the world here. All right. So, Britt, share with us, because these folks are Lending Tech Live scholarship winners. I'll let you start out here, because you're welcoming these two fine folks here as the scholarship recipients. So tell us a little bit about the scholarship.
For sure.
And then,
So Origins, we have employee resource groups. We have multiple in the organization, and each employee resource group has a scholarship program.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way we apply that scholarship program is really about educational and professional benefits for each of the different employee resource groups' focuses.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite employee resource group is LIFT, which is Latinx in finance and technology.
Okay.
And so as LIFT looked around how to best deploy this scholarship money,
mm-hmm.
we actually partnered in 2023 with the National Association of Credit Union, Latino Credit Unions and Professionals.
Hence the acronym here, NCLP.
That's,
okay.
Yeah. NILCUP is the acronym they'll use, or ERG, but I'm not an acronym guy, so bear with me as I play it out. But the chair of the National Association of Credit Union, Latino Credit Unions, mm-hmm. Professionals had suggested, hey, why don't we apply the scholarship to have some of our attendees attend your conference?
Right on.
And so the team met, we talked about, said, that totally hits educational professional development. And so when you opened with winners, these are our two winners representing NILCUP today.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, so Diana, I'm going to start with you first. So tell us about your experience so far, your Lending Tech Live experience so far.
Yeah, it's been an incredible experience for me. I typically just know of Origins as just Cuddle,
okay.
But I really learned that it has so much to offer,
mm-hmm.
and how it changes the whole aspect of the credit union industry, bringing us really into the technology and digital side,
mm-hmm.
and there's so much more than just Cuddle and interact.
Yes.
So I've definitely been learning a lot to take
good.
Back.
Good, good. Mario, how about you? How's your experience been so far?
It's been amazing. Well, first and foremost, I mean, the Origins team has been phenomenal. They all have been very, very welcoming. And for me, I think the biggest takeaway from the experience is the AI, the session with mm-hmm. Kevin and AI.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
One of the things is to stay relevant. So, you know, not thinking you're used to credit unions, not having the latest technology and this and that, but you know, that was more, it was very eye-opening experience mm-hmm. to stay relevant within the industry.
No
and
doubt.
Move forward with the AI.
I think AI is probably one of the tickets to relevancy for sure in the near future. So what are you guys taking back? I mean, Mario, you're probably taking back the AI part of it,
definitely.
But anything else? What are you guys taking back after the show? I'll let Mario go first on this one.
You know, one of the sessions that I really liked is Lisa with the complexity and
simplicity. Lisa Bodell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's awesome.
And I thought that was very important because, you know, sometimes we just get so overwhelmed and caught up in, you know, things that we just think that they should just be there. But I'm mm-hmm. like, why are we doing this? So that's important to take back to the team, you know. It's like we can simplify and make things, and it just overall makes happier employees.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Diana?
Yeah, definitely. No, I think there's so many pieces of the conference that we can take back. And I think for me, also like the AI, I think it's a big thing of how we implement it and what we do. But it's also taking it a step further is learning about our current partners. So we're partners with Origins. And for me, learning about the whole aspect and taking back all of the different services and how we can make our community
mm-hmm.
succeed
mm-hmm.
and really help our credit union industry grow, I think that's really going to be like my takeaway.
Yeah.
How do we take this and really scale it up.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
I want to step back here. I should have asked this question in the beginning, but how did it feel to receive the word that you guys were getting these scholarships to come here? And Diana, what was your initial reaction? Like, all right.
I was super excited, yeah. And just like Mario mentioned, we have felt the love since day one that we got here. The Origins team has just been incredible. I mean, everybody will stop us and we feel like movie stars.
Yeah, like, we have a paparazzi following you.
Yeah, we do, actually. Yeah, they're right there.
Right on.
Yeah, right, I think you'll agree.
Right, yeah. And I mean, like Diana was saying, you got to meet this person, we got to meet this, so it has been very welcoming.
The networking has got to be phenomenal, and, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And meeting all the people who make things work around here, for sure.
Yeah, Mike, I would add that Catherine, who leads our employee resource groups, and really the diversity initiative, has really played a nice host with them and making sure they feel good. And from the moment that we announced these are the ones that are going to be here, the emails went out and you guys were all on that.
Oh,
so
man,
it has been kind of exciting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And also, for you, Brett, is this the first time Origins has offered these scholarships?
Yeah.
Wow, what a great
way to start. Scholarship program has been part of the employee resource group, but deploying it in this fashion was the new idea, and it's obviously gone over pretty well, so it's likely something, if they kind of give us the thumbs up, we could likely do it again.
Double thumbs up, definitely.
So it sounds like you kind of stole my thunder on my next question. Are you going to have this again next year?
I think they have to twist their arm about that part. There you go.
Right on. Well, anything else to add, guys? Any? How are you going to use this? What are you going to take back to the office? And how are you going to use this this opportunity to better your careers and your credit union? Mario?
You know, I attended the workshops in the beginning, and I think, you know, to be able to see that, the workflows, and all the different features that, you know, you're able to do with systems, I think that is very important, just to facilitate lending, because a lot of our work is still very manual. So seeing the workflows and all, you know, the different way that you can structure, you know, your lending operations, that was something
for sure. Diana?
I think for me, there's a different level of pride with credit unions now, because we're always sort of like, credit unions don't have the technology, you know, they're a little bit behind. But after this conference, it really puts us at a different level with Origins.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that, because now we get to play like with the big guys.
Oh,
we get to be,
So
we kind of get to have that other layer of support. Yeah.
For you to say that, that's exactly what we want, because we go as credit unions go, and we want you to feel empowered, successful, and that you have tools to strategically grow the way you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for
that's cool. Alright guys, well, I'm going to let you get back at it, because I know there's a big session going on in there right now, and there's all sorts of other things, and there's a bit of a little fiesta tonight, a party tonight.
30 years.
There is. Thank you for everything.
Yeah. Alright, there you have it.
You're welcome.
Two rock stars in the midst here. Congrats, guys. Keep up
the
good work. Alright. Well done, Mario. Well done.
Thank you.
Good
job. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Always a good job.
You did awesome.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.